Good to see you this morning. We're so glad that you're here. And our call to worship, I want to draw your attention to a verse of scripture that is going to be linked to the message this morning that we're going to be preaching from God's Word in Luke 23. But it's just one verse of scripture that stands out in Hebrews chapter 11. We'll read in verse 31, "By faith the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not, when she had received the spies with peace." Here's the record of an outsider, a harlot by the name of Rahab, who held two spies, brought them into her house. She allowed them to stay there. And that exercise of faith in allowing them without reporting them to the people of Jericho, the leaders of Jericho, sided with them, protected them. And so the spies, when they left, as they escaped out of her window, they said, "Leave the cord hanging out. Leave the cord hanging out." And that would be the sign that God would spare her. And she did. Now, can you imagine leaving something hanging out your window? That would never happen in my house, I can tell you. My wife, Beth, would make sure that nothing was hanging outside the window. But she did, as they said, and that section of the wall was spared. Everything else collapsed. Everybody else died. She perished not because she exercised faith in the God of Israel. I am so thankful this morning that God reaches out to lost sinners. We're all outsiders. We're outside the realm of righteousness. And we need the righteousness of another, and that righteousness is Jesus Christ. And by faith, we can access the righteousness of Jesus Christ to be put to our account. And this lady stands out in amidst all the other heroes of the faith that we find there. Here's this lady who stands out, and she perished not. God spared her life. What a gracious act of God, because she helped two spies. She listened to them. She kept the cord outside of her window. And that exercise of simple faith spared her life. I hope and trust and pray that we understand how God is intimately involved in all of our lives. I think all of us can give testimony of how God worked in each one of our lives to bring us to faith in Him. God is a God of small details. And He gives His grace and He exercises His love in our behalf. And so we give glory and praise to that, an outsider who came to faith in Jesus Christ.